KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Now, checking sports this morning, Atlantic senior Taylor McCready made her college decision official Tuesday, signing her scholarship agreement with Iowa Central Community College. McCready celebrated the occasion with her family and coaches at a ceremony at the Atlantic High School. McCready said the decision came down to Iowa Central and Dort, and she ultimately felt the academic and athletic fit was at Iowa Central.
When I was first told about it, I wasn't too sure about it, but then I started talking to the coaches more, and then I went on a college visit, and that definitely sold it for me. I mean, I really love the academics there, and the coaches are amazing, and I got to meet two of their runners while I was there, and they're just so nice and had really happy and bubbly personalities, which is the type of people I want to surround myself with.
Iowa Central head cross country coach Nick Eccles said they know Taylor has what it takes to succeed at the next level because what she fought through her athletic career already.
We're definitely excited about Taylor's versatility, her determination, and the fact that she has gone through adversity and she knows that she can persevere through anything. That, to us, is what we're really excited about bringing her into our team for this next year.
Taylor said another reason she was drawn to Iowa Central was because their coaching staff continuing to maintain a positive relationship with her even when she was recovering from injury. Her parents also echoed those sentiments and felt that Iowa Central kept supporting her, and it makes them feel better that they know the coaching staff will always have her best interests in mind. Director of track and field and cross country, Dee Brown, said he thinks Taylor will bring the right attributes to the program.
And even Taylor spoke about bubbly personality. You know, she has that great personality where that's the kind of person you want on your team. She brings a lot to the table. You know, we don't recruit athletes just because they can run so fast. You know, it's the whole package, and she really is that from what we've seen.
McCready is a four-time state qualifier for Atlantic and finished as high as sixth place at the state meet. Taylor said she's excited to get back to her old pre-injury self and see what she can accomplish.
I'm just hoping to somewhat get back to my old self, which I'm sure I will, but that's probably my biggest goal, is just getting back to where I used to be and running healthy again, which I thankfully got to do this year, so just continue that.
The Tritons program has been very successful. The women's indoor track and field team and the women's cross-country team both just finished as the NJCAA National Runners-Up this year. Atlantic senior Bodie Johnson recently announced that he's committed to play football at Northwestern College in Orange City. Johnson will officially sign with the Raiders today in a ceremony at the Atlantic High School. Johnson narrowed his final choices down to Northwestern, Simpson, Waldorf, Wartburg, and a few others before deciding on Northwestern. He said he just felt very welcomed when he visited the Raiders program.
I connected with every single coach at Northwest, and another big reason was because the players are so nice at Northwest, and I can't wait to get to work with them.
As a fullback on offense, Johnson carried the ball 85 times for 567 yards and 9 touchdowns this season. Johnson also was a stalwart on defense for the Trojans at linebacker, finishing second on the team with 44.5 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, and 1 sack. Johnson also had 3 interceptions in his senior season, taking 2 of those back for touchdowns. Johnson said the Northwestern staff sees him as fitting in at outside linebacker.
They see me fitting out the outside linebacker spot just because I can use my speed and my eyes to kind of look around and hit people. So I think that's a fit that I'll fit in very well there. So we'll see how I do.
Johnson said he's just ready to get to work with the Raiders and earn some playing time early, which is something he feels that he can do. In high school wrestling action around the area last night, in a meet held at Glenwood, Creston OM, a winner over Glenwood, 64-12. Creston also defeating Trainer 63-9 and beating Abe Lincoln 58-15. Glenwood downed Abe Lincoln 48-30. Glenwood over Trainer 46-30, and Trainer beat Abe Lincoln 36. And Abe Lincoln also had 36. They won by criteria. Logan Magnolia hosting a meet last night as well. It was Loma over Red Oak, 70-6. Loma also beat Riverside, 48-24. Logan Magnolia beat St. Albert, 58-24. Riverside over Red Oak, 63-18. It was Riverside, 58-18 over St. Albert. And Red Oak beat St. Albert, 42-36. Also around the region last night at Nottoway Valley High School, Missouri Valley beat Underwood 42-37. Mo Valley over Griswold 81-0. Missouri Valley beat Nottoway Valley 68-9. Nottoway Valley topping Griswold 54-18 and Underwood over Nottoway Valley 43-24. At Sergeant Bluff Luton last night, it was Dennison falling three times, losing to Sergeant Bluff Luton 60-13. Sheldon South O'Brien topping Dennison 51-18, and Westwood beat Dennison 59-24. Lewis Central lost on the road at Millard South 68-5. At ACGC last night, it was East Mills over ACGC 36-33. Pleasantville beating East Mills 42-27. Also at East Sac County last night, it was East Sac County over Audubon 36-27. East Sac County beating Woodbine 48-34. Audubon and Woodbine were 36 all, with Audubon winning by criteria. South Central Calhoun beat Audubon 60-24, and South Central Calhoun over Woodbine 65-15. In high school basketball last night, the Atlantic girls basketball team got back to 500 on the season with a 60-48 home win over Kemper Catholic. Atlantic led by 19 points from Haley Rasmussen and 13 from Macy Waters. Waters had 8 in the opening quarter to help Atlantic grab a 19-10 lead by the end of the first. Atlantic was up 17 at the half and had a 15-point edge heading into the final quarter. Kemper would trim the lead down to single digits in the fourth, but Atlantic made enough plays down the stretch to pick up the win as they improved to 3-3 and will travel to Lewis Central for their next game on Friday. We'll have that game for you on KJAN and KJAN-TV. In other girls basketball, from the Hawkeye 10 last night, Creston over Shenandoah 56-23. Lewis Central beat Norwalk 46-44. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over Tri-Center 65-36. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 73-29. Trainer over AHSTW 50-35. Underwood beat Riverside 49-11. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Glidden-Ralston 60-29. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Arweva 50-35. Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 62-38. Also in the Corner Conference, Sydney beat Fremont Mills 56-38. From the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley over Bedford 64-29. Lennox beat Southwest Valley 45-38. Also around the region, ACGC beating Earlham 53-29. Abe Lincoln over Sergeant Bluff Luton 55-46. Lamar's beat Thomas Jefferson 46-19. Van Meter over Panorama 42-38. The Kemper Catholic Knights boys basketball team grabbed a lead in the second quarter and held on the rest of the way for a 56-53 win over Atlantic last night. The Knights got 19 points from John Mayhall, 16 of those in the first half to give them the edge. Kemper was up 6 at the half, built the lead to as much as 15 in the second half. Atlantic did give themselves a chance late, fighting back within as close as 2, but they couldn't quite get over the hump. Atlantic tried to fight through a night where they lost their top scorer on the first offensive possessions and an off-shooting night from their second leading scorer. Skylar Handlos hurt his ankle on the first offensive possession for the Trojans and did not return. Dayton Templeton didn't score until a 3 in the fourth quarter. Ethan Williams stepped up for Atlantic with 16 points. Garrett Reynolds had 11 as the Trojans fall to 1-2 on the season. They'll travel to Lewis Central as part of a doubleheader Friday night that we'll have for you here on the radio and on our TV page as well. In other Hawkeye 10 boys hoops last night, Creston over Shenandoah 71-37. Norwalk beat Lewis Central 61-40. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over Trainer 76-73. Underwood beat Riverside 53-35. It was Rolling Valley Conference play. Arweva beating Coon Rapids Bayard 50-44. Bowyer Valley over Woodbine 62-54. Glidden-Ralston over Cam 55-52. West Harrison beat Peyton Sherdan 75-56. From the Corner Conference, Sydney over Fremont Mills 73-54. From the Pride of Iowa, it was Lennox over Southwest Valley 54-49. Also around the region, Abe Lincoln over Sergeant Bluff Luton 46-39. Van Meter beat Panorama 54-45. That's all in boys hoops. In men's college hoops, DeJuan Gordon had 15 points and 11 rebounds, and Kansas State topped Iowa State last night. That was a 74-65 victory for Kansas State last evening. That was the Big 12 opener for both of those squads. Davion Bradford added 14 points. Rudy Williams, Carlton Lingard scored 10 each. Rasir Bolton led the Cyclones with 19 points. He also had 7 assists, while Tyler Harris and Xavier Foster each had 10 points for Iowa State last night. The Iowa State women held UNI to 35% shooting in a 67-61 win Tuesday in Cedar Falls.
That was a great game. I don't think either team would say it was artistic or fun to watch at times, but that's what these in-state games are about. I thought our team competed at a level that I haven't seen us compete in a while.
Cyclone coach Bill Fennelly. Freshman Lexi Donarski led the Cyclones with 19. Senior Kristen Scott had 18 points and 11 rebounds. Iowa State is 4-3. UNI falls to 3-3. The women's basketball game between the University of Iowa and Ohio State, scheduled for Saturday at 11 a.m. in Columbus, Ohio, has been postponed by Ohio State due to an increase of positive coronavirus tests within the program. Hawkeyes will return to action Tuesday, hosting Western Illinois at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Drake dropped an 87-73 game with South Dakota State last night. Grace Berg had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals for the Bulldogs in that loss as they fall to 2-3 on the season. Iowa's football season is over. The Hawkeyes' scheduled game Saturday night at home against Michigan has been canceled because of the continued COVID outbreak at Michigan. It's the third straight game the Wolverines have had canceled.
Just really disappointed that we're not able to play Saturday. I think all of us were looking forward to this game and this challenge, and unfortunately not going to happen. So, you know, we were really close. We got felt great about getting 8 games in and really close to getting a 9th, but you know, these kinds of things happen.
Well, Hawkeyes are one of only 3 Big Ten teams to play their entire 8 scheduled games. Ferentz feels fortunate they've gotten those in, and he would be against scheduling a replacement game. They'll treat it as a bye week. The Hawkeyes have won 6 straight, and Ferentz says they are planning to accept a bowl bid.
I think our guys have had a lot of fun being together. I think they've had a lot of fun practicing and preparing, and I know we've had a lot of fun in the locker room the last 6 weeks, so our goal is to try to, push it another game. And if we can do that, that'd be wonderful.
Also called off this week was the Old Oak and Bucket game between Indiana and Purdue. Also, the first bowl game scheduled to be played this season is canceled. The Frisco Bowl, scheduled for Saturday, was called off because SMU is having COVID-19 issues. The Mustangs were scheduled to play Texas San Antonio in Frisco, Texas. Countdown is underway to Saturday's Big 12 championship game as Iowa State plays Oklahoma in Dallas. The Cyclones beat the Sooners 37-30 in Ames back on October 3rd.
A very young team when we played them early in the season, and I think a very young team that was extremely talented that has grown into what you've seen from Oklahoma year after year, and that's a dynamic football team.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says both teams have made progress since the first meeting. It's his 5th year as head coach at Iowa State, and Campbell's leading the Cyclones to their first conference championship game.
We've always known what results that we would love to have in our program, but we've always worried about how do we better the process and how do we better our day-to-day aspirations to becoming the best version of us.
That game coming up on Saturday from Arlington, Texas. And Iowa State's moved up a spot to number 6 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State are still the top 4. Texas A&M and Iowa State are at 5-6. Florida, Georgia, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma make up the rest of the top 10. Iowa's at number 16 in this week's poll. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.